For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump pressured NATO allies to double their defense spending target and bashed Germany over its support for a major gas deal with Russia. Germany's ambassador to the U.S., Emily Haber, had a tempered response.
I don't think that the chancellor came out of the meeting today with the American president feeling belittled.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy lends his perspective.
The Europeans are trying to be the bigger party to this dispute. They are trying to do the right thing and hold together the transatlantic alliance. All they're trying to do, I think, is just survive Donald Trump so that 2.5 years from now, maybe NATO still exists. And so, of course, they're going to try to say that the alliance is still strong.
The president is also meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit in Helsinki next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.